And we're back, folks. We said we're not going to poke. We're going to have a random discussion. We last week, Scott and I visited a local establishment.
Wow. Actually, great time.
It was. It was a karaoke night. I had not seen karaoke in quite some time.
He'd never seen karaoke until he saw me karaoke.
And quite frankly, folks, we have some excerpts that we're going to play for you here in a second. What I didn't know is that I knew Scott was a fiend and a bad man. But I didn't know that he was a degenerate who would do inappropriate things in front of children. And this song that I'm going to play for you now, this excerpt, he played in front of, and there, in this video, girl, it's
I didn't know there were children in the room. That's not my fault.
You were in the room. So let's play this.
We were drinking. I wasn't paying attention. It's a bar.
Now, folks, Scott right there, I'm going to read actually the lyrics that are behind him when he's going on. But I get her going when I whip out my big 10-inch. Now, other than the fact that that's factually incorrect, I've been told by
11.
Steve, there were children in the crowd, and you were talking about your, what's the word? Fantastical? Because it's not real. Your imaginary 10-inch dong?
It's a song about a record.
Is that what it was?
It's a song about a record.
Well, everybody thought you were talking about your dick.
10-inch vinyl. What?
How
crude can you be?
Yeah, I know. Your second song that was more appropriate. It was, what was it? Obscure. Didn't one of the gentlemen that were sitting next to us, he likes Morrissey? He said that. Remember, he loved Morrissey?
He did say that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Is he depressed? He likes bad people, bad music? I mean, I know that you like some of that stuff.
Well,
not good, but you like it.
Do you remember the awesomeness of the lady that sang Angie?
We had some people, folks, that apparently someone left and let them out of the cellar that they normally sleep in and come upstairs into the light and sing things. I probably have some excerpts of that as well. There was one person that they were performing Gin and Juice.
Oh, my God.
They had no business performing Gin and Juice, but...
That was crowd participation, though.
Let's see what we got here.
It was really bad.
It's
the laughter. The laughter's the wine guy you can hear there.
Well, folks, while we were there, we went there because they have J.Lore Hilltop Cabernet for under retail price.
It was ridiculous.
For a bottle. Don't tell anybody, though. We're not going to tell you where you're at and who's fucking up. But I mentioned that to a wine retailer somewhere, and they go, how do they do that? Because they were selling it for $33. I go, I don't know, but I'm not going to tell them. He goes, where's it at?
Nobody paid $24.
26.
Still.
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
You can't buy anything for $26 for wine. So we were into that. And it was an interesting mix. But they actually wasn't lively. Well, Angie wasn't lively until you did your big 10-inch song.
And Rob is on record as saying that I'm the one who got the party started.
You did. The families with the little children left.
Maybe that's what, you know, it took.
Well, ma'am, would you like to be sat in the, karaoke section or in the normal part of the restaurant? I'll take the karaoke section. Who says that?
Yeah.
No. And no, I don't think so. So, you know, whatever.
There was some talent in the room, though.
The
young single mom that did the a cappella.
That had the husband that was creepy looking?
That wasn't her husband.
Boyfriend?
That was somebody else's husband.
What was he doing there, though?
Being creepy with the single mom.
How do you know that wasn't her husband?
Listen, man.
Well, other than... other than your bizarro reference.
No physical contact.
They were sitting on the sides of the table.
Yes, they were sitting on opposite sides of the table, and he was never more out of place.
Can I point this out? He looked like he was never drunker than shit.
No, he was just stupid.
Well, he was stupid, but he's drunker than shit.
You didn't catch that it's a mismatched pair, that he was just trying to get some of that?
Okay, one of these things was not like the other. Does apply.
One of these things, although, just doesn't apply.
She very well could
guy
have had,
in a bad Walmart dress shirt.
Oh, that was. It was a golf shirt. One of those golf shirts, folks, that is like MTA brand, you know.
She said she hadn't been out in years and that her husband was at home watching her daughter. She told us that.
She told you that?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Yes.
Why didn't you lead off with that one? I said, why didn't blah, blah, blah?
Well,
the facts that supported your claim were elusive to you?
Sorry. Sorry.
So who was that?
Counselor,
maybe
sorry.
Maybe it was your brother.
It's the other married guy that was trying to tap that shit.
I don't think it
was what? Bad.
What did you say?
Trying to tap that shit.
That's inappropriate.
That's what he's doing. He's a bad man.
I think he was more likely to get you than her.
No. Negatory.
Well, I'm just saying, neither one is possible. But I'm just saying, if the odds were thrown out there, if I were Vegas and I was putting down odds, I know who I would probably lend to.
Bad guy in the Walmart dress shirt.
I'm just saying. I know it. It's a no, but it's the levels of no. And I think the levels of no is more for her than you. I'm just saying.
I would guess that some social acquaintance that's trying to be more than what it is. But let's, you know, we're forgetting some really good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The Uptown Funk female. She was good, actually.
I know she wasn't good.
Well, then there's the really, really drunk guy doing Country Boys Will Survive.
There was a dude that, if I told him right now it was Tuesday, he would go, that would mean, I know, sir, it is. And I enjoy singing Hank Williams Jr. songs.
Not always, but generally, the karaoke guy, whether it's male or female, the karaoke person is usually at least pretty good. This was one of the worst karaoke guys ever. Really bad. Eddie Murphy's Party All the Time.
I kind of, yeah. It's
really bad. And he was a young, millennial-ish aged guy, except he had like incomplete facial hair growth.
Although he thought he was
like
your
gaps
guy's,
in his beard.
He thought he was your guy's buddy. He's like, yeah! He's cheering like Scott on when Scott was up there, and he probably thought, boy, that guy sucks when he came on.
Well, like, but then he had a mullet.
Well, he was saying,
like trying to grow that.
He chose Country Boy Can't Survive.
No, that's the drunk guy. The drunk guy did Country Boy Can't Survive.
What's the other guy?
The karaoke guy was the tall, thinner guy with a bad mullet.
Oh, he did perform once.
Yeah.
He was bad.
Oh, my God. He was one of the worst karaoke guys I've ever seen.
Well, Angie was pretty bad. Angie!
Yeah.
She did like two or three Rolling Stone songs. Each one worse than the other one.
Yeah.
Although, she did Angie, which is a bad song.
I thought she did a Led Zeppelin song.
Oh, someone did a Led Zeppelin song. I'm bad.
But then there was our guy, the bald-headed guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did he do? Oh, Killers.
Killers song. Which was kind of a joint effort. But you didn't sing along, did you?
I did.
You were embarrassed. No, you didn't.
I did.
What?
I did.
Not to a mic.
Why would I bother singing to a mic? I'm above that. I mean, you know, who sings Killers at a karaoke bar? Who sings
actually
Killers?
A good song. I didn't know it.
I know that song. I bought it on iTunes back when it came out. Then I realized, man,
Mr. Somebody.
Mr. Oh, Brightside.
Mr. Brightside, yeah.
I mean, but, you know, who knows?
What are you going to do? But the highlight of the evening, the best song of the evening, was very definitely my Violent Femmes rendition.
No.
Blister in the Sun. Oh, 100%. Best song of the evening. 100%. No. It was better than Acapella Girl. She was flat.
What was that even about?
She was good.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, Fiona.
She was pretending to be Fiona.
It was a Fiona Apple song.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was that why it made no sense?
Well, by definition, it is Fiona Apple.
Yeah. She was good. Title was good.
She was good. She was into it.
No, Fiona Apple, the album title was good.
Well.
Do you know that album?
Kind of, sort of. Fiona Apple's only so good.
Her title's a beautiful album. There are beautiful songs on that album. I have that album. After that, it gets a little sketchy.
Well.
I'm not sure if she got higher or what she's on or what she was doing. She's a whack job.
She's a whack job.
Oh, God. No, the title's got gorgeous songs. I'm not sure if it's Butch.
Well, let's be honest. The highlight of the evening
I don't play them. I don't play title on my Dodge Ram because I think the Dodge Ram would stop running and tell me to get out if I play.
Well.
You just get out.
You just did admit it's a beautiful
song. It would change the song to Country Boy Can't Survive.
By the karaoke guy who was so drunk.
Yeah, it would stop the title, like, it cuts off. What the hell? I'd take it to the dealer, and I said, there's something wrong with my stereo. And I was like, you can't play Fiona Apple title in your car. What's this truck? What's wrong with you?
Well, let's be honest. The real star of the evening was the fresh cut fries.
Oh, yeah.
With bacon.
And cheese sauce.
And it was a mix between almost melted cheese and cheese sauce. Mm-hmm.
And
but it was rich.
Brisket.
Brisket.
That was good.
Thin sliced brisket. That's loaded fries there.
Mm-hmm. That was a good night. Entertaining. Illuminating. Me realizing that you are worse than I thought you were.
No, I'm really good.
You're inappropriate in front of children. It's terrible.
No, I wasn't inappropriate.
The children thought you were. She cried. The girl did.
She didn't cry.
It's on video.
I got a standing ovation.
From who?
The children.
No, they didn't, Papa.
Actually, I did get a standing ovation.
Mommy, what does he mean, 10-inch? That's what they were saying.
No.
Yeah, and they cried.
And she said, Mommy, what's a record?
That's not. It's about ding-dongs. We know that. So, folks.
I didn't sing my ding-a-ling song. I sang my big 10-inch record.
Nobody. So when we come back, folks, we're going to review the Underwood.
Really?
Yes. Pinot Noir. When we come back in the wine vault.